Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't expect them to, but I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if they lost to the Giants.
High noon, Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's a Patriots Monday. On a Tuesday, the tiers are up at Jones and Keefe. Patriots are in the Dynasty Back On tier.
Oh, they certainly are.
We're kind of measuring up Super Bowl matchups. You want to seek those out again at Jones and Keefe. It is also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping and get rewarded. Tom E. Curran, you said you wouldn't be surprised if it went down this past week against the Giants. I think the Patriots played a pretty complete game, wire-to-wire game, looked like the best team in football. So what jumped out to you last night?
The fact that they could make it so convincingly, resoundingly, emphatically, yeah, it's not even going to be close. Because the reason I said I wouldn't be surprised is just looking across the landscape of the NFL. You got the Broncos and Commanders, 27-26. You have the Rams losing. You have every single friggin' team you can find, except the Patriots, in their first year under Vrabel with a second-year quarterback who's still, one would think, getting better. They have yet to lay an egg. Cincinnati was their egg. So that's why I said I wouldn't be surprised. You had two offensive line injuries. You had Milton Williams still out. Kyrus Tonga didn't play. So the Giants have been a pain in the ass to everybody. So that was the genesis of the I wouldn't be surprised, because inevitably every single friggin' team is going to come out flat. And with the Patriots looking at their bye, dealing with the injuries, having gone nonstop since July through 13 games, that's why I said I wasn't going to be surprised by it. But they were on the same playing field, on the same level as the Giants. But you just shouldn't be surprised if they actually have a bad game. But to be emphatically, overwhelmingly ready to play after that long, they deserve every accolade.
A lot of big hits, maybe more big hits in the game last night on defense and special teams than the rest of the season. Do you think that was maybe because they did kind of take their foot off the gas against Cincinnati? Was it just Monday Night Football? Do you think there was something behind it?
I don't know. I think, you know, I was talking to Phil about this, Perry, and I said, I think sometimes – you played high-level football at Hofstra.
Hobart.
Didn't you?
Hobart.
What?
Hobart, not that high level.
Yeah.
Lower level.
Marcus
right.
Colson would have dominated him.
Wayne Krabet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I got the ho correct.
Yeah, yes, yes. Starts
okay,
with the ho.
So Hobart.
Juwan Jennings, shout out. Lane Kiffin,
sometimes
shout out. Yeah.
They just, you get an opportunity where, oh, my God, I could demolish this guy. Mm-hmm. And I think that those occasions happened for Christian Ellis in particular, but Marte Mapu, it just emerged. But there are guys every single week that make business decisions. And when you make a hit like that, if you're Christian Ellis or Marte Mapu or, Christian Gonzalez was not going to get injured on his decleating, but it's going to hurt the next day. And they have a week off. No one's thinking about the week off. I would imagine that a large portion of them are dying to go on this break that starts today for them. but they're like, I really hope we don't lose our edge at all. I'm sure that there's some of them that would say, you know, I don't want to stick around for the next few days, but I really don't want to lose our edge. Mm. So they showed that they maintained it. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. Mm-hmm. They were ready to make every violent football play they could because they're into the football right now.
We've been measuring up the rest of the AFC. We spent a lot of time doing that yesterday and then again today with the tiers. The way I see it, and I know you felt differently last week, I'm curious if it's changed at all. They should split with Baltimore and Buffalo, take care of business against the Jets and the Dolphins. That's the easiest way to lock up the one seed. How realistic do you think that path is over the final four games for the Pats?
Very realistic. What do you mean I felt differently last week?
Well, you again thought maybe the Giants, it was a potential win. You said you wouldn't be surprised if it was three losses in a row. So we could get a split here in the next two. So I think that would be a different path necessarily than what was being laid out. Not that you predicted three straight
right.
losses,
yeah.
but you thought it was in play.
I didn't say I expected that to happen. I said I wouldn't be surprised. I don't expect them to lose all three, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did, given the nature of the NFL. So I think the path you laid out is the most reasonable one to envision. You know, down the stretch here, Buffalo has the Eagles at the end. They have the Bengals this week. The Broncos have a horrible schedule. They have the Packers, the Jaguars, the Chiefs, the Chargers. The Colts have an even more disgusting schedule for themselves. So I don't know who's going to overtake them for the number one seed, given the fact that they have two difficult games. I don't care what Baltimore's record is. They're a good program. Here's the Colts. Jaguars, Seahawks, Niners, Jaguars, Texans. They might not make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, they might not. Oh, it's plus 240, Tom, if you're interested in that.
They might not win again.
Yeah, took a look at that one.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
They all got, Colts, Chargers, a lot of these teams have much more difficult schedules. And I think Baltimore, you know, depending on what week you looked at them, you looked at that as a really tough game for the Pats. But, like, Lamar Jackson just doesn't look right. Their defense is maybe better than it was early in the season, but it's still not great. So, yeah, I don't even look at that one as a really crazy game. But
I agree. And then there's the peskiness. Just the peskiness factor,
yep.
Which is basically what I was alluding to. Are the Jets and Dolphins going to say, let's screw it, let's play hard? Something weird happens. Anyway, sorry, Keith.
No, all good. I was just going to say, we're now at the point, too, where it's fair to nitpick because they are 11-2. They're the one seed in the AFC. And so it was a pretty dominant performance last night, all three phases. However, some of the same stuff has crept back up where, you know, first drive, they march it all the way down to the 4-yard line, then have to settle for a field goal. And there was also a field goal miss in there and another short field goal. So it's just, there's something about that goal line, like deep red zone and, you know, third and fourth and short, just their ability to pick that up and not settle for field goals, you know, when you are playing a team like Buffalo or Denver later on.
They stink in the red zone.
Yeah.
They just plainly stink. And when you look at some of the touchdowns, red zone touchdowns they've scored, I mentioned it last week in talking red zone with the Stephon Diggs catch on fourth and one against, I believe it was Tampa. I might
Tampa.
Be wrong.
Yep,
might
right be before halftime, Tampa.
Okay. So you get that one. So that's, they make it, they score it. It counts as a touchdown in the red zone, but holy crap, how hard was it? And last night's red zone throw to
Booty.
To Kayshon Booty. Yeah. I mean, it's just a high, high, high degree of difficulty. It's not like they ever go, okay, we're inside the 20. It's going to be 7 points, or even inside the 10, it's going to be 7 points. They are, I believe it's 18th in the NFL in red zone touchdown scoring. And I think they're 25th. Defensively, you don't even want to discuss it. So there are blips. There are things to look at and be concerned about. One thing that you can't, I think, really measure, though, is while they might not have the greatest defense personnel-wise, and maybe that's part of the reason that I can look at a number of power rankings, they use analytics right now, and they show the Patriots as 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. Still, the thing that you aren't able to measure is their ability to swarm the ball defensively. It's really, it's to their credit, and it shows the energy that they play with, how hard they get to the ball. And you saw that last night, I think, they're not a great run defense. And the last three games prior had shown that. But when you look at how well they rally to the ball, that makes up for a lot, I think.
Time for this week's Drake Take from Tommy Curran, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. This may be a weird way to ask it, but I heard Curtis talking about this morning on Greg's show, the idea that, well, May's playing at a higher level now than Brady was early in his career. No one's saying Drake May is better than Tom Brady, but maybe better quicker, if that makes sense. At what point do you think Tom Brady was playing at the level that Drake May is now playing at, if that question makes sense?
Differently, but 04, maybe. Portions of 03, it was just a different, they weren't solely reliant on Brady. I mean, they had a running game. They had Antoine Smith, they had Corey Dillon, they had an absolute shutdown defense. So it was different, but I don't think that May is where Brady was mentally yet in 2003, for instance, or even 2000. I think Brady was still figuring out in 2002 what he could get away with, and that's why he had the highest interceptions of his career. He was putting it in harm's way, trying to figure it out. But I would say 03, 04. I think May is kind of at that point. It's unscientific. It's probably not something for the aggregator guy to aggregate. May better than Brady in 04. So we'll have to answer that for a week. But I would say that would probably be fair. What do you guys think?
Well, watching Jackson Dart play, I think Drake May plays like Tom Brady. I think he's the smartest Tom Brady when you see Jackson Dart flying around. That's so true. Maybe there is some of that. But really, watching Dart play, you knew going in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the game. He's kind of a maniac. He's gotten hurt in a few of the games he's already played in. That was a bigger topic of conversation around Drake May, I feel like, the first few weeks of the season. Now that talk has kind of gone away. Like, don't you think he does a pretty good job of knowing when to slide versus go out of bounds versus dive forward? Like, I think he's got a pretty good grasp on that now.
I'll tell you, I mean, it's amazing. And McDaniels, Ashton Grant, anybody involved, Alex Van Pelt, anybody involved in the development of Drake May since he got to the league deserves a tremendous amount of appreciation. I'm not going to say credit because you cannot take the credit from the player, I think. McDaniels does deserve credit, but the development is just, it's insane. At any position, I just don't understand. At any position, it would be remarkable, but it is at a position that complicated to go from a guy who was wild at times last year, who had to be stripped down in April and retaught how to drop back because he hadn't really done it, take a 5-step drop, take a 7-step drop, throw with accuracy. You can look at our notes from mini camps last year and from training camp, May struggling accuracy-wise. To go from that to now, it's bizarre.
One more quick one here, Tom. I don't know that we've ever asked you this. Maybe we have, and so maybe there's overlap here. But Marcus Jones now statistically the best punt returner in NFL history. We were talking about this earlier. Patriots have had some excellent punt returners recent vintage since you've been covering the team. Troy Brown, Edelman, mm-hmm. Marcus Jones. You get one. Who would you take?
Oh, boy. I would say either. I think I would say Brown.
Yeah. He has some clutch returns.
I think I would say Troy Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, Edelman was nasty, but I think I would say Troy Brown.
Fair.
He was so good. I got my first year of following football, I had Mike Haynes, though.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
That was so good. Just running around the back X. My brother and I, it was only the two of us. We played a game called punt return, which means one kid goes to the other end of the
classic game.
Backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, you played punt return?
Just play punt return. Yeah. Chuck it deep. Yeah, we wouldn't punt it, though. You'd just throw it, right? You'd huck it up in the air. Somebody would catch it.
No, we punt. We would
oh, you'd punt.
Well, maybe we did that.
Punts went crazy. I think we tried punting. Punting's, you're going in the woods, and you're like, all right, let's just throw it. Just throw it to me, and then I'll make you miss.
I think, and I could make a lot of people miss, except for my brother, who I just had the inborn terror of him. So when he got close, I would turtle, and I'd take a knee in the ribs. Michael!
Yeah, that's a good way to break some ribs, for sure.
I have one more, actually, real quick. With his,
I could do this all day. I got time.
With his first year now in the books, does Bill Belichick coach North Carolina again next year?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, did you watch that 4-minute and 18-second press conference?
I watched it.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Yeah.
Electric.
It was.
It's the same person that we were digesting really from 2021 through 2023. I mean, that's how surly he was, especially the last 2 years, every single day.
Yep.
And he was great. He was great in the COVID year. He was beyond fantastic with us, the media, in the COVID year. In 2021, things went his way, so he was, you know, he was surly again. When it's going his way, he's surly. When it's not going his way, he's surly.
Yeah. It's not going his way right now.
Yeah, it's not going his way. But okay, that's Tommy Curran. Every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, we call it a Tommy Tuesday. Check him out, NBC Sports Boston. You can also listen to him on Thursdays here on WEEI Afternoons. Give him a follow on Twitter at Tom E. Curran. Tom, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Tom. Right.
Tom E. Curran. Joining us here on Jones and Keefe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.